right, welcome back to the Artist Connection Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Kesar, with today's very special returning guest. I should just stop saying that. My good friend Law is back on the show.
Thank you.
You're beyond a returning guest at this point.
I look at our relationship like Muhammad Ali and Hala Purcell. You know, we get these moments where we get a chance to sit down and really talk about everything and run the gamut through all kinds of varieties of things. So, but just thank you for still calling me a special guest. I appreciate that.
We're always that, but, you know, like I said, it goes deeper than that. So I thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Now, we're kind of at a loss here. Usually when we talk, there's things happening out in the world for us to kick around. I guess there's not much going on, is there? Not many topics for us to... Well, what's going on?
Who told you that, Law?
What's going on out there, Law? Help me out.
Oh, man. I don't even know where to start.
The last time we spoke a little while ago, there was, the Ferguson thing was going on, but it was kind of in that in-between spot. And mm-hmm. I tried to set it up like, because I always try to play devil's advocate with some stuff to just say, maybe it's not, like I tried to say, maybe it's not about race. Clearly it's about race. I was mm-hmm. just trying to be nice.
Actually, we can start with that. That's a very good said way to start with.
Yeah,
because, you know, a lot
there.
Of times, you know, I'm on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram a whole lot. And, you know, you see these different comments of people screaming injustice, which we know that's what it is indirectly. And as much as people would like to believe that it has nothing to do with race, and yeah. believe it or not, I'm a firm believer, it shouldn't have anything to do with race. But see, we have to get to the root of the problem itself. And the root of the problem, as it's always been, and I've always said this in countless interviews, and I posted it, I wrote poems about it, the thing is that it starts with the raping of our American government, which was from the very beginning. People have to look at the history. And to everybody who's listening to this podcast, whether you're black, white, Hispanic, Arabic, I don't care. This involves everybody. This is not about pointing a finger, but this is about exposing the truth. And a lot of times, you know, when you have to speak the truth, it's going to hurt, because some people either don't want to hear it, or they don't want to acknowledge it, or they still want to live in this sheltered world where they feel like everything's going to be all right, kumbaya, and all this other stuff. That's not the reality that we're living in at this point. And the thing is that when you see what's been going on with Mike Brown and Tamir Rice and Eric Garner, you know, when you see all this stuff, for most of us African Americans, it's a sequel.
Right.
It's a sequel. Or for most of us, the movie never really quite ended. They just found another way to segue into something else and then go back to the original script. So, you know, you have to look at the fine point. And what I try to do with my audience is I try to educate them, to show them why these problems in 2014 still exist. And you got to go back to the beginning, because unfortunately I've also learned that a lot of people skipped a day of class when it came to political science. They didn't look at the three branches of government. So it's so many different ways to pinpoint what it is. But again, it starts with the fundamentals and the forming of our American government. And let's look at the obvious. And I keep it very honest.
It is unfortunate that history...
There were no blacks on that committee from the very beginning. Yeah. In other words, they didn't even consider us. So you have to look at that standpoint, just the attitude in that. We didn't come over here and say, hey, we hate white people. Now we're going to have a race war. That
right.
didn't happen that way. When most of us were brought over here, we were trying to get a piece of the way, like, you know, and for the most part, which was already created in some sense. We were like, hey, just give us something here. Hey, we're over here. And it was like, no, nigga, you ain't getting this. And that's basically what it went down to. And we were treated as such. We weren't even considered three-fourths of a human. That's what it was written in the Constitution. So, I mean, you have to look at that science. And then here's another version. We didn't create the police. We didn't sit there. There were no blacks in the secret society and say, hey, guys, guess what? We're going to create law enforcement so we can keep our American people in order. There's certain things you have to think about. It's like, we didn't create this. Now, of course, you know, times did change. And then, of course, you know, we had the first black police officer. And, you know, of course, as